We are very much concerned with such high level of accidents in our roads. We believe that the government has got to do a lot of work to make sure that we visualize our roads. The government got the responsibility to make sure that the roads are safe, and also to ensure that the vehicles and buses that are on these roads are actually in safe condition. We have a lot of buses that are not well serviced, a lot of combi buses that are not well serviced, and also our people during holidays tend to speed up, and they also tend to drink whilst driving. All these, they must be taken care of. The police must make sure that they reinforce the law, make sure that at least people do not drink and drive, and make sure that they carry out road inspections so that people are cautioned not to be driving on high speed.
There's an outcry from Zimbabweans, people who say the government seems to just talk about the situation on the roads, and yet there's nothing tangible that they can see on the ground. Is there a vivid, practical plan to change the situation in Zimbabwe?
I think it is true when people complain, especially with the back bridge to Harare, the back bridge Mashingo Harare road. This road is very dangerous. It has really caused a lot of fatal accidents to many travelers. You know, this is the road where we lost the Mai Changirai, and if you use that road even today, you find that the road is very thin. It is a very, very big road. There are a lot of heavy trucks that use that road, and it's totally unsafe. But probably there's light in the pipeline, because at least the big study was carried out for us to dualize that road with the assistance of the DBS Bank of South Africa. Is going to be assisting the funding so that at least can dualize that road. We also have the plan to dualize the Harare to Chirundu road. The feasibility study has been carried out also. So we expect in the near future to be starting the work, so that at least we can provide better and safe roads. Currently, we are trying to dualize, that is, between Harare to Rua, and probably proceed to Marondera, then finally proceed to Mutare. But there is a lot of road maintenance that is taking place at the moment between Plumtree through Bulawayo, Harare, and Mutare. There's a lot of work that's being carried out by the contractors, the South African Big Five company, which is carrying out this road maintenance. There's actually some improvement along this road. We hope this, if this comes to Lesotho, this final event, it might actually provide a better road. But we still have a lot of roads that are not safe. Not only roads that are the main roads, even the feeder roads. Like if you look at the Sanyati road, it's very difficult to use that road. It's very tough. There are a lot of potholes along that road. If you also use the Empress Road, it's very bad. You're damaging your car if you use that road. And so many roads of that nature are found in our country. So it is actually upon the government of Zimbabwe to make sure that they really take this work program very seriously, because we need to provide safe roads to the Zimbabweans if we are to save the lives of our own people.
So why isn't the government taking this seriously? Because you mentioned that feasibility studies have been done, but in most of the areas you mentioned, work has not actually started. Why is this not a priority for the government?
This year's budget, which has been announced by the Minister of Finance, has actually allocated some funds to some province. Roughly each province has been allocated $1 million to work on the roads, and some of the roads have been given priority. The most dangerous roads that I have already mentioned to you, the Empress Road, the Sanyati Road, these are the serious roads, bad, very bad roads. We are going to be starting the road maintenance project next January, and we believe that that will show the commitment that the Minister of Finance has really taken some serious steps to address this particular problem that we have. The government has got problems of funds, you know, the money itself. The government has got difficulties to raise funds, you know. We need diamond to supply the treasury, but is the money that goes to the treasury is not enough. So the budget itself is quite constrained. And the Minister of Finance is doing its best to try to raise these funds. But we need to use some FDIs, foreign direct investments, into this program. We need outsiders to come and assist us to do business with us, because we can do business with outsiders. They can build and transfer these roads. We can do a lot of work with them. And so that's why we have the DBS company So the DBS Bank, which is coming in to assist, I'm sure through that kind of cooperation, we can still get positive.